The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired, and it will be available in podcast after the broadcast. This is Kurt Benrood for the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Welcome to Movie and Theater Previews, your source of information about plays that are produced locally with an audio-described performance and movies that are available currently with audio description. We'll begin with a quick overview. More details about the most immediate offerings will follow up later in the show. For starters, with plays, the pickings are quite slim, as we just have one on the horizon with audio description, and that's Annie at North Carolina Theater, which will play in Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium on Saturday, July 27th at 2 p.m. And that's it for the local, for the live local theater for the moment here. At the North Carolina Museum of Art, the outdoor summer movies, we have on July 20th at 9 p.m., First Man. It's the 50th anniversary of the moon landing. This is an outdoor movie, and it's directed by Damien Chazelle, written by Josh Singer. Discover the truth behind the headlines in this biopic depicting the career of Neil Armstrong, from Project Gemini to the historic Apollo 11 moon landing. Armstrong suffered hardship and tragedy before his triumphant giant leap for mankind took him into legend. After seeing First Man, says Variety, it's doubtful you'll ever think about spaceflight or Armstrong's historic walk in quite the same way. Next we have on August 10th, The Dude Abides Movie Party, plus The Big Lebowski outdoor movie once again. It's at the North Carolina Museum of Art in their outdoor amphitheater. It's the movie is at 9 p.m. The pre-movie party is 6:30 till 8:30. Careful, man, there's a beverage here. The celebration is back with costume contest, trivia, nihilists, and the Folgers can. Activities from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Movie begins at 9. Bring a picnic or purchase food from food trucks, weather permitting. And The Big Lebowski is a 1998 movie directed by Joel Coen, written by Ethan Coen and Joel Coen. It runs 117 minutes with a rating R. The dude still abides in this cult favorite from the Coen brothers. Jeffrey Lebowski, played by Jeff Bridges, is assaulted by home invaders who have mistaken his identity. The crime draws Lebowski and his social circle of eccentrics into an escalating series of bizarre events. Put on your bathrobe, pour yourself a white Russian, and don't forget to bring a rug. It really ties the room together. And now we'll take a look at movies in the commercial theaters. The following theaters show movies with audio description. We have the North Hills Stadium 14 at 4150 Main at North Hills Street in Raleigh. We've got the Briar Creek Stadium 14 at 8611 Briar Creek Parkway, also in Raleigh. The Timberline 6 at 120 Banks Drive in Chapel Hill. The Crossroads Stadium 20 at 501 Cataboo Avenue in Cary. The Beaver Creek Stadium 12 at 1441 Beaver Creek Commons Drive in Apex. And the White Oak Stadium 14 at 1205 Timber East in Garner. Now, these are part of the Regal Theaters network, and they have a telephone system for getting up-to-date information about the times that the movies are playing. One number gets you all the information you need. You just follow the menu prompts. You call them at 844-462-7342. That's 844-462-7342, and simply follow the menu prompts. So let's take a look and see just what is playing in the current audio-described theaters. And here we go. Okay, Child's Play, with a rating of R, is playing at the Crossroads Theater in Cary. Toy Story 4, rated G, plays at all of these theaters, as does Aladdin, which is rated PG, and it also plays at all of the theaters. Dark Phoenix, rated PG-13, plays at the Crossroads in Cary and the North Hills in Raleigh. Godzilla, King of the Monsters, rated PG-13, plays at the Crossroads at Beaver Creek and the White Oak in Garner. John Wick, Chapter 3, Parabellum, is rated R. It plays at the Crossroads in Cary, the Briar Creek in Raleigh, and the White Oak in Garner. Men in Black International, rated PG-13, plays at all six of these theaters. Rocket Man, rated R, plays at the Crossroads, at Beaver Creek, and at the Timberline in Chapel Hill. Shaft, rated R, plays at North Hills, Briar Creek, and White Oak. The Avengers, Endgame, rated PG-13, plays everywhere except the Timberline. The Dead Don't Die, rated R, plays only at the Crossroads in Cary. And The Secret Life of Pets 2 plays at all of these theaters except for the Timberline. And now a closer look at these movies. Child's Play, once again, it's rated R. It's for language throughout and bloody horror violence. It runs an hour and 30 minutes. A contemporary reimagining of the 1988 horror classic, Child's Play follows Karen, played by Aubrey Plaza, a single mother who gifts her son Andy, Gabriel Bateman, a buddy doll, unaware of its more sinister nature. The cast includes Mark Hamill, Aubrey Plaza, Brian Tyree Henry, David Lewis, and Gabriel Bateman. This is directed by Lars Klevberg, and this is of the horror genre. Toy Story 4, rated G, runs 1 hour and 40 minutes. We have Woody, who is voiced by Tom Banks, Buzz Lightyear, voiced by Tim Allen, and the rest of the gang embark on a road trip with Bonnie and a new toy named Forky. The adventurous journey turns into an unexpected reunion as Woody's slight detour leads him to his long-lost friend Bo Peep, who is voiced by Annie Potts. As Woody and Bo discuss the old days, they soon start to realize that they're worlds apart when it comes to what they want from life as a toy. The genre is animated family movie. The cast includes Tom Hanks, Jordan Peele, Keanu Reeves, Bonnie Hunt, Patricia Arquette, Joan Cusack, Keegan-Michael Key, Tim Allen, Wallace Shawn, Annie Potts, Tony Hale, John Ratzenberger, Laurie Metcalf, Timothy Dalton, Kristen Schaal, Blake Clark, Don Rickles, Estelle Harris, Jeff Garland, and Jeff Pidgeon. This is directed by Josh Cooley, and this is a comedy action adventure. Aladdin, rated PG, runs 2 hours and 8 minutes. Aladdin is the exciting tale of the charming street rat Aladdin, the courageous and self-determined Princess Jasmine, and the genie who may be the key to their future. The cast includes Will Smith, Naomi Scott, Mena Massoud, Marwan Kenzari, Numan Akar, David Negaban, Billy Magnuson, and Nassim Pedrad. This is directed by Guy Ritchie. It's an action-adventure musical. Next up is Dark Phoenix, which is rated PG-13 for brief, strong language, action, disturbing images, intense sci-fi violence, and some gunplay. It runs 1 hour and 53 minutes. This is the story of one of the X-Men's most beloved characters, Jean Grey, as she evolves into the iconic Dark Phoenix. During a life-threatening rescue mission in space, Jean is hit by a cosmic force that transforms her into one of the most powerful mutants of all. Wrestling with this increasingly unstable power, as well as her own personal demons, Jean spirals out of control, tearing the X-Men family apart and threatening to destroy the very fabric of our planet. The film is the most intense and emotional X-Men movie ever made. It is the culmination of 20 years of X-Men movies, as the family of mutants that we've come to know and love must face their most devastating enemy yet, one of their own. The cast includes Jessica Chastain, Nicholas Holt, Jennifer Lawrence, Michael Fassbender, James McAvoy, Cody Smit-McPhee, Ty Sheridan, Alexandra Shipp, Sophie Turner, and Evan Peters. It's directed by Simon Kinberg, and this is a sci-fi, fantasy, action adventure. Godzilla, King of the Monsters is rated PG-13 for sequences of monster action, violence, and destruction, also some language. It runs 2 hours and 12 minutes. The story follows the heroic efforts of the cryptozoological agency Monarch as its members face off against a battery of god-sized monsters, including the mighty Godzilla, who collides with Mothra, Rodan, and his ultimate nemesis, the three-headed king Ghidorah. When these ancient super species, thought to be mere myths, rise again, they all vie for supremacy, leaving humanity's very existence hanging in the balance. The cast includes Sally Hawkins, Vera Farmiga, Ken Watanabe, Anthony Ramos, Charles Dance, Thomas Middleditch, Millie Bobby Brown, O'Shea Jackson Jr., Kyle Chandler, David Strathairn, Bradley Whitford, O'Shea, C.H.H. Pounder, and Zhiyi Zhang. It's directed by Michael Dougherty. This is a sci-fi fantasy action adventure. John Wick, Chapter 3, Parabellum, is rated R for some language and pervasive strong violence. It runs 2 hours and 10 minutes. Super assassin John Wick, played by Keanu Reeves, is on the run after killing a member of the International Assassins Guild with a $14 million price tag on his head. He is the target of hitmen and women everywhere. Cast includes Keanu Reeves, Angelica Houston, Ian McShane, Jason Matzoukas, Lawrence Fishburne, Lance Reddick, Halle Berry. The director is Chad Stahelski, and this is an action-adventure suspense thriller. Next up is Men in Black International. It's rated PG-13 for some sci-fi action, some language, and suggestive material. It runs a total of 1 hour and 55 minutes. And the synopsis here, witnessing an alien encounter as a little girl and seeing her parents neuralized by two men in black, a young woman, played by Tessa Thompson, spends her entire life in search of the mysterious organization they belong to until she finally finds them. Making her way into their headquarters, she encounters Agent O, played by Emma Thompson, and makes her case to join the Men in Black. Due to her determination, she is made a probationary agent and given the code name Agent M. assigned to the London branch to aid in an investigation. Agent M is partnered with the local hotshot Agent H, played by Chris Hemsworth. When it becomes apparent that there is a mole within the organization, it forces the two agents on the run, unsure of who they can trust. Now the two must work together to uncover the mole, tackle the new threat, and save their organization. This is based on the Malibu comic by Lowell Cunningham. The cast includes Rebecca Ferguson, Chris Hemsworth, Liam Neeson, Tessa Thompson, Kumail Nanjiani, Emma Thompson, David Sitaram, and Rafe Spall. It's directed by F. Gary Gray. It's a comedy, action-adventure, sci-fi, fantasy. Rocket Man is rated R. Runtime is 2 hours and 1 minute. It is an epic musical fantasy about the incredible human story of Elton John's breakthrough years. The film follows the fantastical journey of transformation from shy piano prodigy Reginald Dwight into international superstar Elton John. The inspirational story, set to Elton John's most beloved songs and performed by star Taron Egerton, tells the universally relatable story of how a small-town boy became one of the most iconic figures in pop culture. Rocket Man also stars Jamie Bell as Elton's longtime lyricist and writing partner, Bernie Taupin, Richard Madden as Elton's first manager, John Reed, and Bryce Dallas Howard as Elton's mother, Sheila Fairbrother. The cast includes Richard Madden, Jamie Bell, Taron Egerton, Bryce Dallas Howard, Stephen Graham, Gemma Jones, Charlie Rowe, Stephen McIntosh, Tate Donovan, and Tom Bennett. This is directed by Dexter Fletcher, and this is a drama musical. Shaft is rated R for sexual content, pervasive language, brief nudity, some drug material, and violence. It runs 1 hour and 51 minutes. John Shaft Jr., played by Jesse T. Usher, may be an FBI cybersecurity expert, but to uncover the truth behind his best friend's untimely death, he needs an education that only his dad can provide. Absent throughout his childhood, the legendary John Shaft, played by Samuel L. Jackson, agrees to help his son navigate the heroin-infested underbelly of Harlem, New York. Besides the locked and loaded, Shaft has his own score to settle, both professional and personal. The cast includes Method Man, Regina Hall, Samuel L. Jackson, Alexandra Shipp, Richard Roundtree, Jesse T. Usher, Luna Lauren Velez, and Matt Loria. The director is Tim Story, and this is an action-adventure movie. The Avengers Endgame is rated PG-13 for sequences of sci-fi violence, action, and some language. It runs 3 hours and 2 minutes. Adrift in space with no food or water, Tony Stark sends a message to Pepper Potts as his oxygen supply starts to dwindle. Meanwhile, the remaining Avengers, Thor, Black Widow, Captain America, and Bruce Banner, must figure out a way to bring back their vanquished allies for an epic showdown with Thanos, the evil demigod who decimated the planet and universe. The cast includes Chris Pratt, Vin Deschel, Chris Evans, Benedict Cumberbatch, Josh Brolin, Bradley Cooper, Michael Douglas, Paul Rudd, Chris Hemsworth, Zoe Saldana, Brie Larson, Linda Cardellini, Natalie Portman, Scarlett Johansson, Jon Favreau, Mark Ruffalo, Tilda Swinton, Frank Grillo, Robert Redford, Gwyneth Paltrow, William Hurt, Jeremy Renner, Sebastian Stan, Evangeline Lilly, Haley Atwell, Tessa Thompson, Joe Russo, Tom Holland, Dave Bautista, Chadwick Boseman, Michelle Pfeiffer, Marissa Tormé, Karen Gillan, Angela Bassett, Winston Duke, Robert Downey Jr., Benedict Wong, Anthony Mackie, Taika Waititi, Danaw Gurira, Samuel L. Jackson, Kobe Smulders, Hiroyuki Sanada, Letitia Wright, Don Cheadle, Elizabeth Olsen, Pam Clementief, Kellan Mulvey, Ken Jeong, James Darcy, Stan Lee, Alexis Rabin, Emma Furbin, Jacob Batalon, John Slattery, Maximiliano Hernandez, Rene Rousseau, Ross Marcand, Taylor Patterson, Tim Vaughn Taylor, Ty Simpkins, and Yvette Nicole Brown. This is directed by Anthony Russo and Joe Russo. It is a fantasy sci-fi action adventure. The Dead Don't Die is rated R for zombie violence and gore and language. It runs 1 hour and 43 minutes. In the sleepy small town of Centerville, something is not quite right. The moon hangs large and low in the sky. The hours of daylight are becoming unpredictable, and animals are beginning to exhibit unusual behaviors. No one quite knows why. News reports are scary and scientists are concerned, but no one foresees the strangest and most dangerous repercussions that will soon start plaguing Centerville. The dead don't die. They rise from their graves and savagely attack and feast on the living, and the citizens of the town must battle for their survival. From writer-director Jim Jarmusch, who was also created Only Lovers Left Alive, Patterson, and Broken Flowers, comes a star-studded horror comedy featuring an ensemble cast of Jarmusch regulars, including Bill Murray, Adam Driver, Chloe Sevigny, Tilda Swinton, Iggy Pop, Steve Buscemi, Tom Waits, and newcomers to the fold, Selena Gomez, Danny Glover, Caleb Landry Jones, and Carol Kane, in a raucous, rueful, and satirical glimpse at American habits and desires at the end of the world, a comically terrifying state of the nation addressed in a true cinematic original. The director is Jim Jarmusch. This is a horror comedy. And finally, The Secret Life of Pets 2, rated PG, runs 1 hour and 26 minutes. Continuing the story of Max and his pet friends following their secret lives after their owners leave them for work or school each day. The cast includes Kevin Hart, Harrison Ford, Eric Stonestreet, Lake Bell, Tiffany Haddish, Garth Jennings, Patton Oswalt, Dana Carvey, Jenny Slate, Hannibal Buress, Nick Kroll, Bobby Moynihan, Ellie Kemper, and Pete Holmes. The director is Chris Renaud, and this is an animated comedy family movie. And now we'll take a closer look at Annie, which plays at the North Carolina Theater in Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium on Saturday, July 27th at 2 p.m. With equal measures of pluck and positivity, little orphan Annie charms everyone's hearts despite a next-to-nothing start in 1930s New York City. She is determined to find the parents who abandoned her years ago on the doorstep of a New York City orphanage that is run by the cruel, embittered Miss Hannigan. With the help of the other girls in the orphanage, Annie escapes to the wondrous world of New York City. In adventure after fun-filled adventure, Annie foils Miss Hannigan's evil schemes, befriends President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and finds a new home and family in billionaire Oliver Warbucks. And the tickets run anywhere from $25.15 to $103.15. You can order North Carolina Theater tickets by calling 919-831-6941, extension 6944. And once again, that is 919-831-6941, extension 6944. And I'm going to read part of a review of Rocket Man written by James Berardinelli, who writes for realviews.net. He gives it 3 out of a possible 4 stars. In 1988, Elton John released the album Reg Strikes Back. In addition to being his comeback following a period of stagnancy in the mid-1980s, it was a return to his roots and an acceptance of less flamboyancy on stage and off. Clean and sober for the first time in 15 years, John was able to focus on the music rather than the distractions. None of the songs from Reg Strikes Back make into the quasi-fantasy musical biography that is Rocket Man, but the film chronicles events that culminated in the late 1980s transformation that turned the outrageous alcoholic hitmaker of the 1970s into the beloved elder statesman of British pop that he has become in the last 25 years. Rocket Man is presented primarily in flashback, with a mid-1980s Elton John, played by Taron Egerton, looking back at his life from within a rehab clinic. The movie spans a period of about 30 years, italicizing many of the high and low points of the singer's life, while using about 20 of John's hits, mostly from the 1970s. Rocket Man focuses on John's ongoing, fractious relationship with his parents, especially his self-absorbed mother, Sheila, played by Bryce Dallas Howard, his long-lasting friendship with lyricist Bernie Taupin, played by Jamie Bell, his disastrous relationship with lover, manager John Reed, played by Richard Madden, and his descent into drugs and alcohol-fueled hell. Although Rocket Man never claims to be entirely factual, it is amazing that John could have been so successful and productive considering the adversity he endured. Well, we're starting to run a little short on time here. You've been listening to the show Movie and Theater Previews on the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. This program is intended for listeners who are blind or print impaired, and it is available in podcast after the broadcast. Thank you for listening. Once again, I'm Kurt Benrud, and maybe we'll bump into each other at the movies or at the theater. Have a good rest of the day.